That's right, Barry. I wrote to him over the weekend there and pointed out to him that the post office at Duhurry and at Fintown have closed in recent years, and it's completely unacceptable if they're reviewing and with considering closing the Letchimeka Ward post office. It would be a step too far, because the local people in Letchimeka Ward, the distances involved and either travelling to Glenties or Dunloe are prohibitive, and particularly for the elderly. So we're asking him to put pressure on and push to ensure that the Letchimeka Ward post office stays open.
And suppose last week we see that the Loxwelly bus service, they've gone into liquidation. We're seeing more and more post office in rural areas closing. These are attacks on the elderly.
Yeah, they're attacks on local communities if and post decides to do that. And their remit really is to provide a public service to all of the people in rural communities. And the fact that other post offices closed is makes it more imperative that Letchimeka Ward stays open. And that's what I will be demanding from the Minister and indeed from government, that this post office is kept open, because, as I say, there's no other alternative for people to actually for postal facilities in the area.
And there is a public meeting this week on Wednesday night. I'm sure there'll be a big turnout.
Yes, well, I hope all the members of the community in Letchimeka Ward attend on Wednesday night. I will be attending myself, and I will be hopefully get the opportunity to address the meeting. But, you know, it's not cast in stone, this, but it's generally what happens is when a postmaster retires, as is happening in Letchimeka Ward, and post generally routinely look at all post offices where a postmaster is retiring. So this is pretty standard procedure, but we just want to make sure that Anpost gets the message loud and clear that they're to leave Letchimeka Ward post office open for the people of the area.